Welcome back. Here with the news at one. A congressional delegation from the US is in Ireland at the moment considering historic divides on the island and also peace and reconciliation efforts. Governor of Maryland Martin O'Malley is one of those participating. He's been named as a potential candidate for the Democratic nomination for President of the United States to succeed Barack Obama in 2016. I spoke to him earlier from the site of the Battle of the Boyne.
We've just sort of taken a tour there with a group from the United States with an institute called Faith and Politics. And on this delegation were Mazie Hirono, who is a United States Senator from Hawaii, and also John Lewis. And last night, Congressman John Lewis, of civil rights fame and in the United States, he was a student organizer for Dr. Martin Luther King. John Lewis gave a terrific address at Ivy House, the first, I'm told, Frederick Douglass, Daniel O'Connell address. And it was really really moving and really good, capturing that fascinating and ongoing echo of a relationship between Dan O'Connell and Frederick Douglass.
And you're looking at the historical disputes on the island, peace and reconciliation efforts. Richard Haass, a senior political figure over in Northern Ireland recently, his latest effort to get the process there moving forward has failed. What's the view in the States of the current situation in Northern Ireland?
I think that those of us in the United States look at the peace process as an ongoing and very positive thing. I mean, to have come as far as the parties have come over just the last 16 years is pretty remarkable. So I don't know that we look at it as something that's failed as much as it is an ongoing process. And in any process, there are times when things move faster than other times. But everybody has to stay at it. It's one of the great bright spots of peace and reconciliation in this world.
Do you think that the White House should remain committed, involved with the process in Northern Ireland? Should that be, do you think, a priority?
Oh, I believe it should be. I believe it must be. The United States have played a very important role in bringing all parties together and being that important presence at the table. And I think we need to continue to do that. There was such a stalemate for such a long period of time, but now that stalemate's broken, and people are reaching out and seeing that their children's future can be better when it's a future that has more peace and not less.
On the issue of just where Ireland ranks on the White House list of priorities, Dan Rooney, the U.S. ambassador to Ireland, stood down at the end of 2012. He hasn't been replaced yet. What message does that convey, do you think, and is it acceptable?
I don't know. I hope maybe the message it sends is that the president's trying to be very, very discerning to get exactly the right person to be the ambassador.
But it arguably conveys the impression that the president isn't too concerned about appointing a successor to Mr. Rooney.
The White House moves more quickly and deliberately on some things than others, but I'm sure they'll appoint a successor. Dan Rooney's shoes were hard to fill, and so I'm sure that they'll be making that appointment soon.
Another issue the White House is arguably not moving fast enough on is immigration reform, something you've spoken out very strongly on, wanting some common sense changes to occur. It'll be relevant to some of our listeners who have relatives in the States. What chance is there, do you believe, of any progress on immigration reform in the near future?
Well, Congressman Lewis was talking about this yesterday, and it's his assessment that he thinks there is a chance and perhaps a window after the primary season in the United States passes and before the general election. So I hope he's right. What we know for sure is that in every generation, America has been renewed by the arrival of new Americans, people who work hard, play by the rules, and are able to make our country a better place for all our children, including their own. So immigration reform will happen. The president and Democrats in Congress would sure as heck like to see it happen a lot sooner rather than later. And so we'll keep pushing. But the hopeful and optimistic tone to underscore is that younger people in the United States and increasingly broader and broader numbers of Americans realize that we need comprehensive immigration reform. So we'll keep pushing. Hopefully Congressman Lewis is right in his assessment, and there'll be a window sometime between now and the general election But it has to happen, and we're going to keep pushing.
That 2016 presidential election, your name has been floated as a possible Democratic candidate. Should Hillary Clinton decide not to run, you've said that you've got a framework in place there. You hope to have one by the end of the year. Is it something realistically you expect may happen?
Oh, golly, that's nice of you to ask. I'm here not to talk about that, but I do appreciate your asking. I think that our country has a lot of work to do on the road ahead. President Obama's saved us from a second Great Depression, and he's done a lot of other really important things. But our country needs to restore the balance necessary for sustainable growth and expanding opportunity. So I'm going to keep working on that as governor of Maryland, and we'll see what the future holds.
And that was Governor of Maryland Martin O'Malley speaking to me a short time ago.